Okay, so let's dive right in. Today, we're looking at something really insightful from the RAFT to Recovery Workbook. It's chapter 11, Mindfulness of the Body Through the Lens of the Elements. It's not just anatomy, is it? It's about how our physical selves, our bodies, connect to the wider natural world. And this is really key for recognizing the materials of our raft, that thing we use to navigate life.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating, I think, is how this... It's quite an ancient practice, actually. It invites us to see our body in a different way, not as this solid, separate thing we carry around, but more as a dynamic interplay of these primary qualities, you know, the same earth, water, fire, and air that we see outside, solidity, fluidity, heat, movement. And importantly, some traditions also bring in consciousness, that knowing quality, as a kind of element, too. Thinking about it this way can offer some... pretty profound insights.
Yeah, and there are a few core reasons why we do this kind of observation. Firstly, it really helps us get a handle on impermanence. You know, seeing the body isn't fixed, it's always changing.
Right, constantly in flux. Exactly. Secondly, it shines a light on how interconnected we are. It starts to dissolve that feeling, that illusion that we're separate from nature. Mm-hmm. And maybe most powerfully, it helps us see through self-identification. Gotama used this great analogy, the butcher and the cow.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
Right. Once the butcher cuts the cow up into meat, bones, hide the idea of cow as the single thing kind of disappears. Similarly, when we look at our body through these like impersonal elements.
Earth, water, fire, air.
Yeah. That really fixed idea of my body or this is me, it starts to loosen its grip. It's a practical way into understanding not self.
That butcher analogy really clicks. It makes it less abstract. And it reminds me of Thich Nhat Hanh, how he put it so well beautifully. He said something like, I see that this body made of the four elements is not really me, and I am not limited by this body. Mm-hmm. So, okay, if our body isn't us in that fixed way, how does that actually help you listening right now deal with things like, say, physical discomfort or maybe those really strong cravings?
That's a great question. Because this perspective, especially when you include consciousness, the awareness element, it really weakens our tendency to glue ourselves to labels, you know, like addict or feelings like I am this craving.
It creates distance.
It does. Instead of I am the craving, you start to notice, there's craving arising. There's heat, like the fire element, or maybe restlessness, like the air element. It really encourages that liberating insight of not self. You observe experiences without automatically making them who you are.
Okay.
And in daily life. Well, this can change things quite a bit, like with physical pain, a headache maybe. Instead of, I have this awful headache, you might observe the sensations, the heat, the pressure, the throbbing as elements, earth, fire, water.
So you're not identifying with the pain quite so much.
Exactly. It fosters more emotional balance, and it deepens that connection to the environment because you literally see yourself as made of the same stuff. It can even, you know, lessen attachment to material things because you see everything, including yourself, as just temporary arrangements of these elements.
That's really powerful. So this elemental mindfulness isn't just about body awareness. It actually strengthens the raft itself for recovery.
Okay.
Because when you detach from my body, my cravings, it naturally undermines those deeper patterns. The RAFT framework talks about greed, hatred, delusion.
Right. Craving, aversion, confusion.
Yeah. It's finding freedom in just seeing things as they are in your own experience.
Yeah.
And it's worth saying again, the RAFT to recovery approach, it's for everyone. The sources make that clear. We're all kind of in recovery, aren't we? Recovering from being caught by craving, aversion, confusion.
Mm. It's a universal path to well-being, really. Freedom from suffering.
So if we pull this all together, what's the main takeaway here? I guess it's that by mindfully looking at our bodies through this elemental lens, we get a clearer, maybe more objective view of ourselves. Impermanent, interconnected.
Yeah, exactly. Solid planks for the raft.
Yeah, sturdy planks to help navigate, you know, life's ups and downs with a bit more wisdom, maybe a bit more ease. And maybe here's something to think about. If your physical body is truly just this temporary dynamic mix of universal elements, how might that change the way you think about your own limitations? And maybe what does that say about your potential?